Well, I'd appreciate your prayers this morning. Wrote on the board, in me you might have peace. I had a few thoughts that I'd like to share with you. And trust the Lord will bless those thoughts to us. The first scripture is in John 16 and 33. And I want to spend some time in John, the 16th chapter and the 14th chapter, this morning. And it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know, we have to be reminded of these things regularly, don't we? We live in a world that's full of turmoil and troubles. And our own personal world many times has troubles that we wish were not there. But they are. And Jesus told us ahead of time they were going to be there. And he said, "I've spoken to these things to you." And we want to look at some of the things he spoke to them. But he said, "I've spoken these, that in me, you might have peace." And we know what peace is, pretty much, don't we? I hope we experience peace in our lives. It's the cessation it's the absence of turmoil and trouble. And the Lord said, in me, you're going to have peace. But he said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. And so there's two worlds we live in here, isn't there? There's a world that's in our heart. It's in our emotions. It's in our thoughts. And then there's another world we live in that's in this world. And it's a physical world. And we experience many things there, don't we? And we can let one influence the other either way. And Jesus said here, in the world ye shall have tribulation. And I looked that up in the concordance. It says pressure. And metaphorically, oppression, affliction, tribulation, distress, straits. And that's what Jesus said. He said, "I've spoken these things to you that in me you might have peace." And I want to encourage us this morning, folks, the Lord wants us to have more than what the world can offer to us. He wants us to have more than what we can offer to ourselves. We might feel strong today, and tomorrow we might not be able to speak a word. Tomorrow we may not be here. That's the way this world is. We may be blessed today in ways that would seem like forever, and tomorrow it might be all different. That's the way this world is. And Jesus said, "I've spoken unto you these things, so in me you might have peace." Just remember something. In the world you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have anxieties come and all kinds of things. But I want you to have peace in the middle of it because of what's inside. I don't want the world to get in your heart. I don't want the world to take your peace, because your peace is something that I give you. And so this morning he says you're going to have these tribulations and all these things. But be of good cheer. He said, "I have overcome the world." Aren't you glad that the Lord sealed that for us and he said it? And the words that God says and the Lord says are eternal, aren't they? They're eternally fixed. There's no adding to or taking away from. The Lord is the one that says that. And he said, be of good cheer. All these things are going to come to you, but I want to tell you something. Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. And I'm going to give that victory to you this morning. And so, we want, as people, I kind of know the way you think a little bit. You know why? Because I'm a person too. And we like things to be lined up, don't we? We like them to be everything figured out, everything solid and stable and all the things. We want life to be that way. We don't want to have to be our world turned upside down. And yet the Lord tells us it's going to be that way in this life. And so let's expect that. Let's prepare for that so that we're not upended when the time comes. Let's allow the Lord those places in our lives that makes us able to meet severe adversity and not be upended this morning. If we're looking for our peace in this life, we're going to be disappointed, because one day it's not going to happen for us anymore. Whether it's the end of our life or whatever, one day it's not going to happen like we want it to happen anymore. And so this morning, I want to look over in John 14, and we'll kind of bounce back and forth here a little bit. But John 14 and 1 says, just listen to the words of Jesus as he's speaking these words. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Those are some words, aren't they? You mean we can live in this life, and this is what the Lord tells us? Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled. Don't let it be troubled, but you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand. And Jesus is all the time saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus gives us some very clear guidelines to help us through the battles of this life. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Do you know what that means when the Lord says he's going to prepare a place for us? Do you know what he wants us to be, that our bedrock to be on? He wants it to be on the fact that, folks, one of these days, the trials, the tribulations, the crosses, the things that we face here are going to be all over with. And we're going to have a mansion. We're going to have a place over there that Jesus said, I've gone to prepare. Somebody the other day said something about, if Jesus has had 2,000 years to prepare, what's it going to be like? You know, how long did it take him to build this world? 7 days and he was done. Creation, all of us, everything. He did it 6 days and he rested the seventh day. And do you know that he's had 2,000 years? I don't know. It might have just took him one day to build our place. But maybe he's been doing something that we can't fathom or imagine. I tend to think that we're going to be so amazed and so taken back and so overwhelmed and overjoyed by the sight of it that I think it's that real. And so I want to encourage us this morning that we don't lose focus of those things that are so important when the troubles, the misunderstandings, the tribulations, the lack of fulfillment of some of our desires, all of those things, we all know what I'm talking about this morning. And do you know that those things happen, don't they? And the Lord tells us, in my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then he goes on to say, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Do you know that if we believe that with all of our heart, you know it'll really affect the way we live here? And so this morning, Jesus is coming back to get us. And he's coming back to take us to a place where there's no more tears there. And there's no more crying there. And there's no more distress and grief. And you know, I believe that he wants us to carry this with us through our life, daily, day by day, and realize, you know what? Yes, I have some things to put up with here, but Jesus told me I could have peace. And he told me to keep in mind, or that's what he was saying here, keep in mind, folks, that over there, there's a place that he's prepared for you and me. I think that's pretty nice. I think Jesus gave us some hope that the world knows nothing of. I remember a very, very prominent person in Oklahoma. I forget his name at the moment, but just a few years ago. And he built a great empire here in the oil industry, natural gas mainly. And things turned against him. And he was supposed to appear in court, I think, the following day. And that day before, his car ran into a bridge abutment at full speed with never a brake. You know what that tells me? Somebody couldn't face tomorrow. Folks, we're not like that, are we? Not because we are anything, but because Jesus gave us something. And he said, in me, you'll find peace. I love this part of the gospel. If you skip on down to 14 and 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because, see, the world gives peace in that, hey, my ship finally came in. I'm finally there. You know, I finally made it. That can disappear tomorrow because our health can be gone in a moment. In a moment, it can happen to us. But Jesus said here, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. But this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to get our eyes up. It's really easy when the chips are all down to start feeling depressed, isn't it? Anybody ever felt that way? It's really easy. And sometimes we live below our privileges. Just want to encourage us this morning, folks. Let's don't live below our privileges. The Lord has given us some things in our soul that he wants us to have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost in this life as we live. And I'm preaching to myself. I've hung my head too many times. But I want to be encouraged myself to lift up my head in times of trouble. Back to John 16 and 1. And listen to what he says over here again. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. Because he says, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Did you know Jesus spoke these words? He said, he was telling these people, and us too, it could easily come to us. The time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things that have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? You know, Jesus was going to leave them for a bit. And he said, I've told you these things. These are the things that's going to happen to you. And I want you to not be offended when that happens. Is that all right this morning? They shall put you out of the synagogues. I was reading a little bit in the commentary about that, and it said, this was Clark's here, but they will excommunicate you and consider you as execrable and utterly unworthy to hold any commerce with God or religion, with God by religion, or with man by civil fellowship. In these excommunications, they were spoiled of all their substance and deprived of their character, their influence, and every necessary of life. Though the Jewish people had the most humane laws, yet they were a most vindictive and cruel people. Do you know this morning there's a lot of people that claim to be Christian that can be very vindictive and cruel? And I want to notice a couple of things here. He said they're going to do these things. They're going to put you out of the synagogues. That meant in the Jewish time that they were excommunicated. It meant possibly poverty because they cut you off in so many ways. You know, people do that today. I just want us to remember something. Don't ever become a part of something that does this to people. The Lord never wants us to see people suffer because we disagree with them. He doesn't ever want to see them hungry because we won't have anything to do with them. We don't want them to eat. We want them to die. You know, that's not the Lord's people. Don't ever become a part of anything that acts like that. The love of God is such that reaches to our enemies. It feeds our enemies. It blesses those that curse us and that bring us before rulers and all of those things. And so this morning, let's remember that Jesus said, these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. That's what I want us to get a hold of this morning. They do these things because they haven't known the Father. Folks, the love of God, when Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God lives in our soul, we can't do those things to people. And so he says, they'll do these because they haven't known the Father. These things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. If we move on down to 5, verse 5 says, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. I want us to get a hold of what Jesus just said there. He said, if I go away, I'm going to send the Comforter to you. You see, we don't have the power within ourselves to say in our mind, I'm going to have peace in Christ. I'm going to have peace in the Lord. We don't have that power. But he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send one back to you that will empower you to be able to have the grace of God in your hearts. And so I want us to notice that this morning. That we're dependent upon that. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? That's what the disciples, the apostles, sent down to some that had gotten saved. I want to tell you, there's things coming our way, folks. We can see them plainly, can we not? There's things coming our way. I'm not prophesying that by a special thing, prophecy that I feel like the Spirit of the Lord told me to say. But I want to tell you something. It's plain to see that there's things coming our way that we don't like and that are against us. We're going to need the power that is greater than our power. Because if we don't, we're going to fight back and we're going to fight in the carnal flesh. That's not the fight the Lord wants us to have. That's the way we lose. That's the way we lose out with the Lord. And so this morning, We need the Lord. We need the power of His Spirit in our life. Dropping on down to verse 13, it says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. And for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and shall show it unto you." Do you know that there is a power? One time a man asked me when I was young, and I didn't know what to say to him. He said, "Well, I don't understand this Holy Ghost thing." He said, "What's the Holy Spirit? What's the purpose?" And I just wish I would have known what I know now. I would love to have enlarged on that with this man. Because, folks, the Lord wants to give us something that leads us into all the truth and that makes us able to glorify God in our lives. In all the days of our life, the Lord wants us to be able to have power to glorify Him in this life. He wants to take of the things that are His, and He wants to show it to us. I realize that being saved is a wonderful thing. Our sins are forgiven. Thank the Lord for that. It restores us to a place with the Lord that we could not have otherwise. But I want to tell you, there is a power of the Holy Ghost that He wants to bring into our lives that enlivens and empowers and cleanses in ways that nothing else can. And so when we look at these promises of God, folks, He made provision for this to happen in our lives. But it's not going to happen by us having our own will and our own set of boundaries and our own set of guidelines and all of those things. That's not going to be able to keep us in the evil day. That's why we, I'll read a little more on that in a minute. I want to read about Peter's situation there. John 14 and 25, he says again there, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, what is able to comfort us like the Holy Ghost is?" Folks, the Holy Spirit wants to comfort our hearts. He wants to come down in a balm that nothing else can give. And the Lord loves to do that this morning. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." There's a specific work and office that the Spirit of God does in our lives that cannot be any other way. He says, "Whatsoever I have said unto you, He bring those to remembrance." And then He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Oh, this morning, just want to bring these few little thoughts, a few more here, that the Lord wants to prepare us, and He wants to enrich our lives. And all the things that come in life, I believe in the Scripture that says we are more than conquerors. I know that it is only by the grace of God and only by His strength. But folks, the strength of God makes every battle and trial small. It just does. It does. David was a small character. And when he went to fight the giant, what did he have? He had the Lord and what the Lord equipped him with, and that's it. And it wasn't very much. And the giant saw that and he disdained it. And he looked at it and he was like, he cursed him by his gods. "Think I'm a dog?" You know, and he saw all of that. But he never knew what hit him, hardly did he. Because the Lord fought David's battles. And we see the Lord will fight our battles too. In 16 and 22 again of John, it says, "And ye Now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. I've been really, really impressed and inspired and challenged by these scriptures this morning. I just read the 16th chapter of John earlier in the week, and I can't tell you the blessing that it gave to me. Folks, your joy no man can take from you. Did you know that? Because it's deeper. It comes from the Holy Ghost that lives within you. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. That's where God is. And the Lord wants to give us a piece of Himself living in our hearts to help us through, because life can be so heavy at times, can't it? We all know it can be. And there's a number of us right here. It's been experiencing plenty of heavy the last months, haven't we? But you know what? The Lord wants to give us something beyond that this morning. Verse 32 of 16. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Jesus said this. Y'all are going to leave me. He knew they were going to leave Him. But you know what He went on to say? He said, you're going to leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. Did you know that God wants us to know the Father is with me? You can leave me alone. Everybody can leave us alone, folks. We can be, if we must, we can walk. We can make it, because the Father's with us. The Holy Spirit is within us. And the Lord wants us to be able, through those powers, to inherit the promises of God. You remember in 1 John 4:4, anybody know what that says? I'm sure you do, many. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you know that this morning? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, this morning, let's take courage, folks. I know our battles are sometimes bigger than we are, and things we don't want to come our way, and why? But I have found the Lord is a great God of battle. He's mighty in battle, the scriptures say. And I want to tell you, when the battle increases and the things get bigger and we don't know what to say and do and how to act and how to react and all of those things, I'll tell you, there's one greater that comes on the scene that begins to fight our battles. And He says, in me you might have peace. That's the promise of the Lord this morning. I want to look over at Luke 22 and just bring this in. Luke 22:22. So listen to this little story here. 22-26. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Now Jesus had told them that one of them is going to betray me. One of you is going to betray me. So they started this little conversation among themselves. And He said here, and they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Now just get this little picture here. I'm guessing there was quite a little conversation went on here. Who is it? Who's going to do this? Is it you? Sure not me. You know, and I can hear them listen to what it ended up then. It goes on to say, and there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Now Jesus was just going to be crucified just beyond this point. And there was a strife among them, which of them should be the greatest. And He said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But it shall not be so. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. Peter was in the middle of this conversation. And I want to move, I wanted to verify this for sure. It is. In verse 31, we see here, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon. Now, we all know who Simon Peter was, don't we? He was the outspoken one. He was the leader of the pack, wasn't he? Most of the time. You see somebody said something, Peter spoke first, didn't he? And the others just followed. It just happened that way. And I can imagine Peter telling them, I'm going to be the greatest. There was a strife among them. I don't know who all said what, but I can just imagine Peter getting the upper hand of them. I'm going to be the greatest. I walk with the Lord everywhere. He calls me to go with him. I'm going to be the greatest when he sets up his kingdom. And that's what they thought. And Jesus, just a little bit down here, he says, what verse was that? 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. I think Simon, instead of perhaps saying he was the greatest, I think he should have been groveling before God, knowing that I need you every moment. And Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to fail. He didn't know that, but he found it out, didn't he? And the Lord began to tell him, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, when you're converted, Peter, after you've failed and fallen, and you've learned a real lesson, and you're converted, come back and strengthen the brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Peter, I know what you're saying, and I know you mean it, but I want to tell you something. You're going to deny me three times before the chicken crows in the morning, before the rooster crows. You know, Peter had a lesson to learn, didn't he? All my strength and all my plans mean nothing in the sight of death. Did you know that? Peter was able to take his sword up. He was willing to fight. But when he had to yield himself to God and not fight and possibly be killed, Peter couldn't see that. He couldn't live to that. And so we know the story. He denied the Lord three times, didn't he? And then the Lord looked at him and he saw, and he felt that. He saw the Lord look at him. We can be as bold as we want to be. But folks, we're going to have the Lord's help. All of us. We're going to have to humble ourselves before Almighty God. We need the Lord's help. We may feel ever so strong and ever so secure and ever so blessed or whatever. But I want to tell you, let's don't ever lose sight. I'm going God's way. I'm going to heaven. And I want to go close to Him. I want to depend upon the Lord because I believe He'll take me through if I will. And so let's remember the things that we read. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Folks, it's not going to come from our strength or our sword or our defenses. It's not going to come from those things. It's going to come from the Lord. He said, in me I spoke these things to you, that you might have peace, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations and troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then didn't we read the scriptures earlier? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I want to tell you something. Our heart can get troubled so quickly and so easily. Remember, the Lord knows that. Remember how He loves you and me. Remember how He is fighting for us and wanting to help us to make it through. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." We need to keep our eye on the goal, because there's a lot of times that we're very disillusioned by the things that happen in this life. And folks, I don't know all the things that's coming our way, but I want to tell you something. We better found ourselves on things deeper than what we can prepare for. And that is, have the Lord on board. Learn to live by the grace of God. Learn to live beyond the strength of the human flesh. And allow God in those places. Remember that He's prepared a place for us. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't that way, I would have told you that." But He said, "I'm going to prepare a place, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We have a lot to be encouraged about, folks. Because it really doesn't matter what happens around us, in that God will strengthen us and He'll help us today. I just want to encourage all of us. I know there's some heavy burdens, not just one. Folks, there's a number of really heavy burdens on different people. It's like that in life. I know some of us are enjoying life to the full. Some of us are very heavily burdened. And I want to encourage us. The Lord knows all of that. And He said, in me, in the Lord Jesus, you might have peace. Let's take advantage of that this morning and recognize the powerhouse, the blessing, the peace, the joys of God that He has for us that goes deeper than anything this life has to offer. You pray for me, because I want to live this way. I want to see the end in peace. I want to be like Paul, that, you know, when he comes to the end of his way, he's like, there's a place, there's a crown laid up for me. He knew that, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to all those at His coming. So the Lord help us today and encourage our hearts. Let's go onward. Let's not let our life fall and falter and be enveloped and encapsulated in this world, trying to swim and trying to do. Folks, there's two worlds we live in, if I can say it that way. I've never heard that, so I hope I'm saying something all right there. But folks, there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. And the Lord wants His kingdom to be such that overcomes completely this world, no matter what we face. Amen.